Fingersmith by Sarah Waters.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
To Sally OJ. Acknowledgements. Thanks to Lenny Goodings, Julie Groh, Judith Murray, Marcus Hoffman, Bridget Ibbs, Caroline Halliday, Laura Growing, Kate Taylor, Joanne Calagueras, Judith Bennett, Cynthia Herup, Hirani Himona, and Veronica Rago. Part 1. Chapter 1. My name, in those days, was Susan Trinder. People called me Sue. I know the year I was born in, but for many years I did not know the date and took my birthday to be Christmas. I believe I'm an orphan. My mother, I know, is dead, but I never saw her. She was nothing to me. I was Mrs. Saxby's child, if I was anyone's. And for father, I had Mr. Ibbs, who kept the locksmith's shop at Lant Street in the borough, near to the Thames. This is the first time I remember thinking about the world and my place in it. There was a girl named Flora who paid Mrs. Saxby a penny to take me begging at a play. People used to like to take me begging then, for the sake of my bright hair. And Flora, being also very fair, would pass me off as her sister. The theatre she took me to on the night I'm thinking of now was the Surrey St. George's Circus. The play was Oliver Twist. I remember it as very terrible. I remember the tilt of the gallery and the drop to the pit. I remember a drunken woman catching at the ribbons of my dress. I remember the flare...